Master, along with Ed Alexander. Ed on the other side of the glass, making sure today's show comes off beautifully, and I'm sure it will. We welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, November 17th, 2014. Hope you had a great weekend. It was a big weekend. The Wildcats survived the game there on national television on Fox. I'm sure a lot of people saw it. Maybe the Washington coach should be looking for another job. All he had to do was tell his team, take the victory formation, take a knee. A minute and a half to go. No, he hands the ball off and, of course, fumbles. And the Wildcats take advantage of a really dumb mistake by the Huskies. Anyway, we are live on Buckmaster on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And we, of course, will begin with our Monday political face-off. 12:30, we'll talk to Dr. Lorraine Morales. Dr. Morales, president of Pima Community College Community Campus. And then we'll close out the show talking about, believe it or not, Black Friday is coming up a week from this Friday. Tom Collier, our consumer affairs contributor, some tips that might help you when you go out to shop on Black Friday. 790-2040, and the Facebook page is Bill Buckmaster. The Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985, specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services, and hanging systems. They have their first ever in their 30-plus years, inventory sale going on, up to 75% off at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing on certain items at Fort Lowell and Dodge and Moe'sGallery.com and, of course, on Facebook. This week, it's Bruce Ash, now in his third term as Republican National Committeeman for Arizona, and Paul Eckerstrom, longtime Democrat Party activist. Paul is former state and local Democrat Party chair on our Monday political face-off. And again, 790-2040. If there's anything during the half hour that you would like to add, please feel free to do it. Bruce and Paul, how was the weekend?
Well, great with that U of A win. We've won two of the three games like
a couple
that.
Of gifts.
Yeah.
A couple of gifts. But, you know, and Bruce, you said this earlier in the football season. We watched, all of us in this room, football for a long time. And it just seems that it's almost like the football heavens are giving back the karma of all of the years where we would get the wrong bounce and we would lose the game in the last second.
Well, that's true. But I think we had them right where we wanted them with a minute and a half left. They felt confident of the victory. And that's exactly what we like to do with teams. Utah is going to be a very challenging test this weekend. They are a tough football team. We play them up there. And I'm looking forward to that game. There's also a game, you mentioned Black Friday. I want to make Black Friday for ASU that day after Thanksgiving. That's what Black Friday means to me this year.
It was gratifying ASU lost to OSU.
Yeah. And actually, I got to tell you, I'm really glad Oregon State well, I don't know. Because this could go either way, because if ASU had won – you know, getting the Sun Devils in here on Black Friday, you know, basically thinking they're the best and have only lost one game, I think it could have been to our advantage to knock them off that way. But now this sort of brought them back.
I just always like them losing, period.
Yeah. I root against any team that's playing against ASU. I don't care who they are.
2 weeks ago, it was the day before the election, and that was the last time on our rotation that we had you gentlemen with us on the Monday political face-off. And Paul, you had a sense it would not be a good day for the Democrats, and it wasn't.
No, and you know, these traditionally, these midterms in a second term of a presidency, the party opposite party of the president usually does well. That's historical. But there was other things at play here that I thought worked against the Democrats, and the Democrats worked against themselves, frankly. I mean, you saw people running away from their own record of economic success, I thought. And the president's economic success, where he got us out of a horrible situation where we were teetering on the brink of a Great Depression. And now we have unemployment under 6%. We have gas prices under $3 a gallon. And we have,
stock market, a record level.
Record level stock market. And we are the only industrialized country in the world right now that's strong economically. Everybody else is weakening. And our dollar is stronger than it's ever been since 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And so all of those things, I thought the Democrats should have been talking about. And nobody was talking about it. They missed the message. That wasn't talked about at all. And, this is a lesson in politics. If you don't stand for something and you don't talk about your success, then nobody hears it. And then when nobody hears it, then the other side, obviously the Republicans were very critical, everybody believes it. I mean, Democrats need to learn how to stand up for themselves, and that's what happened in this election, in my view.
What do you think, Bruce Ash?
This was a repudiation election. It was a repudiation of the president's policies and of the laws that have been passed by the Congress, largely with Democrat support. The success that Paul talks about in America, in our economy, is largely due to Republican governors and Republican legislatures now in two-thirds of our 50 United States. It is success stories in places like Michigan and Ohio, in Wisconsin, in Texas, in Florida, in Georgia, in North Carolina, etc., with Republican leadership in those states that have been turning the tide, notwithstanding some of the very, very crippling things which have been passed by the Democrat U.S. Congress when they had an opportunity, not just Obamacare, this Consumer Protection Agency, which is now involving itself in all sorts of banking issues and I think a real problem. The problems also with Dodd-Frank, which is crippling debt generation in rural and in suburban areas of this country. Building up four or five large national, international banks as opposed to the staple of community-owned local banks, which have always been a mainstay here in this country. It will be very interesting to see what happens. A lifeline was thrown out to Mary Landrieu when the soon-to-not-be Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid allowed the Keystone Pipeline bill to be heard. The Republicans have only voted on it about 17 times, I think, in the House. The bill is expected to pass. It will be interesting to see if the president signs it or not. At the end of the day, Mary Landrieu still loses her election, and the Republicans will have 54 seats in the U.S. Senate.
Let me counter some of what Bruce just said. Look, we would not be in our economic situation we are in now if we didn't pass a stimulus package that we passed. It probably should have been bigger than it was, but we passed it. It put people back to work. If GM hadn't been saved by the Bush and the Obama administration together, we wouldn't be. And let me make something very clear. We needed regulation of our banks again. We had deregulated them since the Great Depression and the FDR's structure to regulate banks. And why did we end up in the situation we were in 2008? It was because of the banks. And it was because of loose regulations, letting them give mortgages to people that never should have gotten mortgages. And so to talk about that those new regulations are somehow a bad thing and our economy's doing well with them, and then somehow saying that that's something the Democrats lost over, I don't think that's the case. This is really what it boils down to. If Democrats are going to do well in the future, and I think they will, they have to have a strong economic message for the middle class and regular folks who we represent. The Republicans represent the big corporations, the dark money, the very, very wealthy. We have a concentration of wealth in this country more than during the Gilded Age that Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican, and later Franklin Roosevelt fought against and helped make our economy much more fair. The only thing that Obama was unable to accomplish after he lost the Democratic Congress was a fairness in this recovery, where we don't have public education getting wiped out, where we don't have people barely worrying about their if they can afford to buy a house, mm-hmm. things of that nature. We need to make this economy fairer, and this concentration of wealth has to stop. We need more corporate, I guess, corporations that care about people rather than the bottom line and accumulating wealth.
Rick is on the line with us. I believe it's Rick Grinnell. Hello, Rick.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. To Paul's point about the economy, I want, Paul, and you just sort of, you confirmed my argument here when you just said that people don't have enough to buy a house. Unemployment may be down, but underemployment is soaring. And what I mean by that is that the average American worker, the small business owner, the people that really put the dollars to work day in and day out to create the taxes, to create the cash flow, those people don't have the type of discretionary spending that they need in order for a larger economy to evolve. And you have to have both, you have to have the, what I call the anchor tenants, which is some of your bigger companies, but you also have to have the smaller tenants available to create the amount of cash flow. And without both of them, you don't have a strong economy. What we have is a very false platform that everybody wants to argue for.
And, you know, Rick, I don't disagree with you. We may disagree about how we get there, but frankly, I think people should be paid better than what they're being paid right now. The accumulation of wealth at the very top is higher than in our entire history. And I think people are feeling very insecure in their job, too. They don't know if they're going to have a job the next day. I just think what has happened in our economy over the last 30, 40 years has been very detrimental to the middle class. And I think it's because Democrats aren't standing up to what's been going on for a very long time. I want Democrats to get back to basics of Franklin Roosevelt type of politics and actually making sure that regular folks get taken care of in our society.
All right, we're going to have to leave it right there. Rick, thanks for calling. Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom back with us on our Monday Political Face-Off right after our first break of the week right here.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. From cooking, cleaning, bathing, and drinking, the benefits of a Culligan system are obvious. You'll use less soap, shampoo, and detergent. Your appliances will last longer, your clothes will last longer, and stay brighter too. All of this saves you money and adds to the quality of life. Not to mention softer skin and softer hair the whole family will enjoy. Culligan has been in Tucson since 1946, and we have seen about every water concern imaginable. We continue to stay on top of the newest state-of-the-art technology to deliver the refreshing, clean, and high-quality water that's become the Culligan hallmark of excellence. Try a Culligan water treatment system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental on an annual rental agreement. Schedule your free water test, and don't forget to ask about the Culligan high-efficiency water softener. Call 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2 hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
It's the Specialist's biggest sale ever. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everything in our stores is priced up to 70% off. Want some JL subs? We've got them. And we'll even give you the second one free. Need a new amp? How about a Rockford Fosgate for $89? Everything at our lowest prices of the year for 3 days only, November 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Specialist's biggest sale ever. Speedway, Broadway, and Wetmore at the Auto Mall.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Welcome back to the Monday Political Face-Off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com and on Facebook. And of course, they are right in the midst of their huge first ever inventory sale, up to 75% off. They really cleaned out the inventory and they've got some great items. Went by and saw things available. You could furnish the whole house by just going into Moe's. You could decorate with all that inventory. Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom with us on the Monday Political Face-Off. Bruce, you're up to the plate because Paul and then Rick had kind of a conversation going. Is there something that you wanted to ask Paul?
No.
No. Well, we were talking during the break. Okay. Historical precedents. You were talking about the Roosevelt administration, Paul.
Yeah, and both Roosevelt administrations. I mean, one Republican and one Democrat. These people fought for the little guy. They fought against the big trusts and the big wealthy interests to make sure their economy was fair. And everybody prospered. After FDR and the New Deal, what happened? We had the best economy in the world by far.
The best economy
for
the
40
world
years
of the Second World War, Paul.
For 40 years. And because of that, it was because we had a strong middle class, not a weak middle class. A middle class that could buy goods.
And you're very worried right now about the shrinking middle class.
Exactly. And
has that worked out over the past 6 years? Not so well.
Well, yeah,
how's the little guy doing?
Because
how's the little guy doing under this?
The Republican Congress, has blocked every initiative the Democrats have put forward to make this economy fairer for everybody. And that's the problem.
It's not about fair; it's about everybody getting wealthy. And that's what you fail to understand.
It's fairness. Only a few people, very tiny few people, are getting all the money now. And that's the way this economy is going to crash and burn in the future.
And you
want to do it
artificially.
Make it more fair so the middle class can buy things and keep our consumer-based economy humming.
But you wish to do it artificially.
No, I want to make sure that
the little
banks,
guy is
I want
to
make sure
to get
I don't
one at a time.
I want to make sure the banks don't do to us what they did to us in 2008, and frankly, what they did to us in 1929 as well. We need regulation. Bruce, you said we should reply.
All right, Bruce, now it's your turn.
Then why aren't the banks making loan to mom-and-pop businesses? Why aren't the banks able to do the kind of credit that they have historically done? Why has the Fed and the FDIC, why do they want to get rid of community banks? Why do they want banks to consolidate? These are things. Why are banks pulling out of suburban and rural areas? The loss of debt, the creation of debt in this state. I won't talk about New Jersey or Montana or whatever, but we see it here in the state. This is killing farmers and ranchers. This is killing innovation. It's killing mom and pops who want to start a company or mom and pops that want to go to a second location. These are stifling kinds of policies promoted by this federal government that are keeping the little guy down. The people who you've talked about as needing to have income equality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Income equality, and okay, then the minimum, you can qualify for a loan appropriately.
Let me finish.
That's the important thing is you need to have the income. People need to be able to feed their family and buy a house and send their kids to college, and they can't now.
Bruce, in the middle class. And would you like to finish your thought?
Just real quickly.
Okay.
The little man, as we both know them to be, are the last ones to be hired and the first ones to be fired. We talked about it earlier. There's tremendous amount of underemployment in this economy, and there's a lot of people, Paul, who've completely left even looking for a job. They've left the job force completely. 92 million people in this country out of the job force completely. The lowest participation level for salary workers in this country in the history of our country. These are the sorts of things that in the upcoming 2 years, hopefully, a Republican Congress and a Democrat president can solve issues and work together. And we're going to see real quickly on the Keystone Pipeline. That's 41,000 jobs. It's getting Canadian oil here in this country as opposed to it going to China.
It takes Canadian oil, sends it through our country to the port in New Orleans and out to the world. We don't get that
sure
oil.
We do, Paul.
We're not getting that oil. But that's beside the point. All I'm saying is I believe that Democrats need to revisit the policies of both Teddy Roosevelt and Franklin Roosevelt and start looking at economic justice issues to get middle class stronger again and make sure that they have income to be able to qualify for loans appropriately and not allow the banks to just give out loans willy-nilly. Yeah, we need regulation because that put us into a heck of a bad situation in 2008. Bruce, I can't believe that you're arguing against regulations of the banks. Mm. And I don't believe in consolidating into these big banks either. I think that's inappropriate. We should break them up, just like Teddy Roosevelt broke up the big trusts back in the 1900s. I think we need competition, and we need to break up these huge corporations that aren't competing with each other
Paul,
anymore.
Well, Paul, while you want to go back to FDR policies, I'd rather focus on John Kasich.
Did you see him say Teddy Roosevelt, a Republican?
I would rather focus on John Kasich of Ohio, Rick Snyder in Michigan, Scott Walker in Wisconsin, Rick Scott in Florida. These are all governors in these United States who have found a way to put people back to work, create wealth, and create income.
And that's just not true.
All right, let's see if we can work Matt in. Matt, I have 1 minute, sir, please, your comment.
Yeah, well, regarding Keystone, I'm just going to say they're both right and they're both wrong. And it amazes me that they both go over it. It will give us jobs, but they will be short-term jobs.
They'll be construction jobs, right.
But Paul, yes, it is important to build that infrastructure. And, yes, it's important for that oil to go to the rest of the world. It does not have to stay in the United States. It's not United States, that's not how the oil markets work. Paul's right. Bruce is right. It will create jobs. It's not going to create long-term jobs. Those are going to be temporary jobs. At most, maybe 3,000 people will have long-term jobs from that. But I agree that Keystone needs to be, and if Keystone is a key that the president and the Congress can work together, accomplish something. We've
okay.
got to keep moving
yeah.
forward. But
the
we
president,
should have been,
Matt,
we should
the
have
president,
been building the infrastructure of this country
gotta go,
for the
Matt.
Last 7 years. Thank you.
Matt, the president and his administration have obstructed and obfuscated on Keystone Pipeline now for nearly 5 years. It's time for us to get off of our keisters, figure out what we're going to do. I hope Congress does vote in the affirmative on the Keystone Pipeline.
Right. By the way, a Republican governor from Nebraska wanted changes in the Keystone
Pipeline.
Well, that's
why there's a new Republican governor in Nebraska.
Okay.
Right.
Well, you know,
gotta go,
look,
guys.
All right.
We'll pick this up on another time, but thanks very much, Bruce Ash and Paul Eckerstrom, the Monday Political Face-Off, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com, and of course on Facebook. Please check out Moe's. I strongly urge you to go by, check out the first ever inventory sale, up to 75% off. It's 12:30 on the Monday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We'll be right back.
By choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
All right, punch it, boys. We got some gold in them there hills. You know, I think this is the road that leads to the...
The road to what, disaster? I thought you had this car checked out.
Well, I took it to one of those quirky loop places.
Shh, we're being followed.
We are federales, amigos. Why are you broke down here, eh?
Well, we should have taken our truck to Perfection Auto Works for the free 26-point inspection. By the way, I need to see your badges.
We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Don't get stuck without your car or truck getting our free safety check before you hit the road on your next adventure. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning. I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, 12:35 on this beautiful, a little bit cool, I will certainly welcome it, Monday afternoon. And today we resume our new monthly interview series presented by Pima Community College. Today we're going to hear from Dr. Lorraine Morales. Dr. Morales was named president of the Pima Community College Community Campus on June the 10th, and she took over the helm on July the 1st. Prior to that, she served as the campus's acting president. Then she was the vice president of instruction at East Campus and the college's assistant vice chancellor for a chancellor for student affairs. Community Campus is Pima's virtual and distance learning campus and oversees the school's many non-credit offerings, as well as Pima's Public Safety and Emergency Service Institute. Dr. Morales, thanks for being with us. Congratulations on your new appointment.
Thank you very much, Bill, for the opportunity. It's always an exciting time for me to talk about education.
Well, and I think maybe we should set the table by talking about that you have a very keen awareness of the power that education can deliver with your own experience. Tell us a little bit about your own background.
Well, I do have a story just like everyone else. I made a decision at the wise age of 17 to drop out of high school. I was a junior in high school, and I was an okay student. However, I was bored, so I did the easiest thing that I thought at the time, and that was to walk away. And I got married, had a couple kids, had a variety of jobs when I decided that being a high school dropout didn't really pay. So I had earned my GED and made a decision that it was time for me to go to college. And the challenge was that I didn't have anyone that had been to college. You know, my parents had not been to college, so there wasn't really a lot of people around.
There was no mentoring figure then?
No. My brother-in-law had been to college. And he's probably the one who kept saying to me, "You are college material," but I really didn't know what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when I did finally make the decision, I tell people that I drove to the university, and I drove there four times, and I sat in the parking lot.
Really?
Because I didn't know which building to go into.
But it took a lot to make. It took a lot of courage to make that decision. It really did.
It was scary.
Yeah, I bet.
It was very scary because I had no idea what to expect. The advantage was that it's a very small school, not a community college, but a small university. And when I did eventually make it into that right door, I encountered a woman who was phenomenal. And she literally took me by the hand and walked me through the process.
And that is really what started your whole educational journey that ended with, and really has never ended, but it ended with a degree-wise, it ended with an advanced degree in education. Who are your clients now, Dr. Morales, and how can your own experience help some of these people?
So When I graduated from college, and I knew Well, no, I didn't know. I wanted to be a social worker. But after I did an internship, I realized very quickly that that wasn't my path. But then I moved from New Mexico to Tucson and was hired at the university. And when I was hired there as a recruiter in the admissions office, that's when I knew that that was the place for me. It was there that I had a lot of mentoring, a lot of really good supervisors that kind of led me down that path of further education. So I worked at universities for a few years here in Flagstaff in Northern California. But all the time that I had been working at universities, I was struck by the fact universities choose who they're going to educate.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt a connection with the community college because I've always felt that the mission of the community college is more closely aligned with my own personal philosophy.
It was a better fit, in other words, for you,
absolutely.
The community college, than the higher education at the university level.
Yes, because we take people where they are.
And where they are gets me to where your clients
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
And they're in, some of them, behind bars.
Yes. So at Pima Community College, we, at all of the campuses, we take people where they are and we begin their process. At the community campus is very near and dear to my heart because that's where I started when I was hired at the college 12 years ago. I started as a student services manager there. And adult education is one of the programs that is at the community campus. So when I see those students walk in the door, I can relate because I was one of those students, a high school dropout, preparing for my GED. So at community campus, it's that tiny little building on Bonita, and it's probably the best kept secret because people don't know all of the things that come out of that little campus.
It's under the radar screen, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we serve adult education, a population of about 6,500 students. There we help them prepare for their high school equivalency, teach them how to speak English, have refugee population. And we also have our workforce development program. That's where the initiatives come out for workforce. We have all of our continuing education, our Pima for Kids, our non-credit classes. We have contract training locally and nationally where we train the employees of different businesses that come to us. We have the truck driver training program. And there we teach semi-truck driving, motorcycle, traffic survival.
So there's
classes.
A whole economic element component of what you're doing.
Yes.
People complain there are no jobs in this town. Well, one of the starting places is right where you are.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way to get in the door.
Yes. And you mentioned our public safety program. That is a very strong program where we teach fire science, law enforcement, and paramedic. And as a matter of fact, we just landed a contract with the U.S. Air Force where we are training all of the airmen on paramedic training for the next 5 years.
Excellent.
That's very impressive. And then you mentioned those behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
Through our adult education program, we serve about 400 students in the jail for GED preparation and GED testing. And then we also have contracts with the federal and the state prison where we have about 300 inmates that we serve in HVAC, automotive, and solar and computer programming.
Well, you have a whole portfolio then, don't you? A lot under your jurisdiction.
Yes, we do. I mean, we're a tiny little building, but we touch almost about as many students as the West Campus.
Wow. So. Now, how can people get more information? What's the best way?
The best way is...
through the website, perhaps? Or
absolutely, going through the website, you can...
Pima.edu, yeah.
At Pima.edu, you point and click, and you find information not only about our campus, but all of the campuses throughout Pima County, as well as our centers. And if you just want general information, the 206-4500 number, you can be directed to any program or any individual that you need to speak with.
Dr. Morales, thank you very much for spending some time with us and talking about your role at Pima Community College, the community campus where you are now the president. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, we're going to continue the Buckmaster Show. And by the way, again, that website for more information about Pima Community College, pima.edu. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
It's the Specialist's biggest sale ever. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everything in our stores is priced up to 70% off. Want some JL subs? We've got them. And we'll even give you the second one free. Need a new amp? How about a Rockford Fosgate for $89? Everything at our lowest prices of the year for 3 days only, November 13th, 14th, and 15th, at the Specialist's biggest sale ever. Speedway, Broadway, and Wetmore at the Auto Mall.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS. That's 571-7847.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 1250. This portion brought to you by Mike Emery and the team over at Perfection Auto Works. If you're looking for an auto mechanic, this is the gentleman that we recommend on the Buckmaster Show. I've checked out the shop and they can take care of all of your automotive needs. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. They're conveniently located in Midtown, just off of Speedway on North Beverly. That's PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Also, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. It's a great place now to go for a nice weekend, the Gila National Wilderness. You can do some antiquing and just exploring in historic downtown Silver City. Their website is southwestnewmexico.org. They have a great list of places to stay, like Casitas de Gila guest houses, really nice property, and they have, of course, the full listing of things to do. And again, it's Southwest New Mexico, spelled out, .org. Let's welcome now Tom Collier. Mr. Collier is the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs. Tom is one of 24 or so people who do contribute to this program on a regular basis. Their bios are all listed on our website, buckmastershow.com. Tom, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. It may not sound like it, but I am.
Well, you got a little frog in the throat, that can happen this time of year with the change of seasons.
And it's the wind kicking up. This is the only area that I've ever been in where you can see somebody in shorts and flip-flops wearing a ski jacket.
There you go.
That's that time of year.
And it's the only, probably one of the only places where you can go from summer to winter in 24 hours.
Indeed.
Yeah. Anyway, next Friday, it's Black Friday. I can't believe, as I said on Facebook over the weekend, would someone please explain to me where this year has gone? I mean, I can't believe it. We're going to be sitting down to Thanksgiving, our big dinner, with all of our family and friends. When I speak of all, I mean, I'm speaking of all our listeners are going to be sitting down to their respective dinners a week from Thursday. And then, of course, what happens after dinner? Now, Tom, it's gotten to the point, people rushing out to shop. I don't particularly like that idea of shopping on Thanksgiving.
You may not reach the point of actually having Thanksgiving dinner. There are stores that are opening at 6 o'clock in the morning on Thanksgiving Day.
See, that's just not my... I'm a real traditionalist when it comes to Thanksgiving.
Two weeks ago, I read about some people who are camped out at one of the big box electronics stores, and they started their little camp fest to be first in line, to get the bargains on 2 weeks ago.
Can't it wait? Can't we have a day to give thanks and to be with family and our reunions with family? I know that's going to be the case.
Apparently not the case in our consumer culture, so
well,
who knows?
It's just crazy. And of course, all right, let's say folks do decide not to shop on Thanksgiving. They're going to go out on Black Friday. My question to you, Tom, are the bargains really that great on Black Friday?
Yes and no. It depends on what you're looking for. You can't plan even this far in advance for Black Friday, because the whole point is Black Friday is to be blunt, a consumer manipulation. It's to manipulate you into being there, to getting into buying frenzy because the Joneses have one of these, the next door neighbors had one of these, and you want something, except it's got to be a little more glittery. So it really is a manipulative process. Supposedly Black Friday got its name because this is the day where most merchants, most retail merchants, and this is the urban legend, actually go into the black based on their sales for the year. They actually begin to go into the black on their ledger sheets, which is to say that they actually start making money. Whether that's the case or not, I don't know. But it reaches the point where, pardon me again, this is also one of those measurements of how well a store supposedly is going to be doing. And of course, Wall Street watches that, and stockbrokers and the market watches that. So a lot of it is for show. I'm going to say some of it is for giving consumers real bargains, but most of it's for show.
A lot of it is to kind of get you in the store too, right?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Some of the bargains
are
going to happen, and maybe right initially there'll be a certain number of items that would be available.
That's the whole point of this type of advertising. You know, when the newspaper hits your breakfast table or doorstep on Friday morning, it hits with a thump. I mean, that thing is lethal.
Loaded.
It can injure if it hits you wrong way.
It's huge. Huge
but the whole point,
on Monday.
Friday. The whole point of advertising is to get you into the store. One of the things that most people don't understand is we've had to pass laws to keep advertising honest, but the whole point of advertising is to get you into the store. And if you have the little asterisks, and we have a saying, you know, the big print giveth and the asterisk taketh away. So the whole point is to get you into the store so that you can see maybe the five items that they have at the advertised price, and then, oh, we're sorry, we're sold out. So, but here's another thing over here for maybe 25% more that you can buy, that because you've finally whipped yourself into this possessiveness
frenzy,
lust, you know, where you have to have this stuff, you'll go ahead and buy it.
And I think a lot of people, it's gotten to the point now where the Black Friday, it's almost like, well, we've got the day off, and it's kind of like it's entertainment.
It could be. I agree with you on that, too. And then it's a sad commentary on our culture and on American society, though. But, you know, there are some people who say, you want me to spend a whole day with my family around a table?
Moving from Black Friday, we've got a deadline coming up, a healthcare deadline. Is it December 7th?
It's December 5th. We have two deadlines. We have several deadlines. We're talking about healthcare because this is also the season when you sign up for your health insurance. People who are Medicare and not so much Medicaid, but Medicare are at the point where they need to either choose a new Medicare Advantage provider or stick with what they've got. Then we have the Affordable Health Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, which is coming up. The deadline for signing up for Obamacare is December 15th. The deadline for choosing your Medicare provider or continuing or making any changes, if you want to make them, is December 5th. But let's talk about Obamacare because that's the one that's in the news. The sign-up for Obamacare started last Saturday, and as of this morning, they've had about 20,000 people per day sign up, pretty close to 100,000, according to the statistics that I was reading this morning. Now, when they say sign up, you have to quantify that and qualify that, because some people are just carrying over from last year. They had 7 million people sign up. They were shooting for 9. They're shooting for 9 million this year. But the biggest problem that they're having, believe it or not, with the website, which you remember was a major thorn in their side last year because it crashed and burned and nobody who signed on could get through to the process. The major problem that they're having with the website this year is people forgetting their username and passwords that they chose last year. So there are no glitches with setting up an account, getting to the providers, filling out the questionnaires, determining which plan you want to use, and then deciding which premium you want to have.
So they worked out the bugs, but they haven't worked out, forgetting their passwords.
Yeah, and that sort of delays the process, but that's the major problem that they're having right now.
Hey, Tom, quick note here. I've only got about less than a minute to go. It seems like we've had a lot of car safety recalls.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if people are just ignoring the notices.
I thought they are, and it's really frustrating to the manufacturers because some of these things have actually caused deaths. You've got the ignition problem issue with some General Motors Chevrolet models, and people are ignoring it. And they're just saying, you know, I don't have time to do that. I don't have time to take it in.
And it's not going to cost, if there's a recall, it's not going to cost you. Maybe people are afraid, well, I don't want to get near that
place. You've got the airbag problem, and the manufacturers who are issuing these recalls are now officially frustrated because the consumers who could be affected by that are saying, I don't have time, or I don't want to go in, or I don't want to take the time or the trouble to do it. And so the whole point of a recall is it is a safety issue.
There you go.
And they're urging people, and we would urge people who, if you have one of those cars, by golly, just plan it. Do it so that your safety isn't compromised.
Thank you very much, Tom. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.
I want to remind folks, the Rug Gallery Tucson has outstanding, in fact, extraordinary savings going on till the end of the month. This is their anniversary sale up at Campbell and River, the Rug Gallery. Check it out. Some beautiful textiles over there. Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan Better Water Pure and Simple. Thank you, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests always enjoy a nice, cool bottle of Culligan, and we appreciate your support. Wake Up Tucson tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Daily Double, Christy Simone, 8 to 9. And before that, for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then Ed Alexander and me back with you, Bill Buckmaster, 12:04 tomorrow. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.